97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I love, and Sue, I think you're a fan as well, Joanna Stern from the Wall Street Journal. She's one of the tech reporters. And remember, she's kind of been our expert on electric vehicles.
Oh, yes.
She went to California and she discovered that the infrastructure for the charging stations was really, really poor. But she's had her own EV, not SUV, EV for a year now. And she kind of reported on that in the Journal this week. We're going to get her grades coming up. She kind of likes it. She's
going to
give you
right.
some cons, but she's got a lot of pros as well. Frank Cusimano with us from KSDK as we take you into the weekend. Unfortunately, we already have two losses in Chicago. Mm. What the heckity heck here, including the new pitcher, Fetty, didn't fare very well, did he, Frank?
No, he didn't. He went five, gave up five, had a disastrous second inning. He did retire the final 10 batters he faced, but it was not encouraging. It's unbelievable, too, because, Mark, you go into that ninth inning last night, and you're feeling unbelievable about the Cardinals and all this Tommy Pham momentum. You're going to win your third in a row. Yep. And then your unbelievable closer, Ryan Helsley, gives it up. You lose that game. You lay an egg in the second. Now you're going to try to – you have to win two to just salvage a split against a Cubs team that's just not very good.
What happened last night? I was admittedly watching the Olympics, and I didn't even know they were playing last night. I thought it was a series that started today, so that was just being a bad fan. But what happened to Helsley? Did he walk someone off the bat, or was it just they were crushing him at the plate?
They were crushing him. I mean, Bellinger hit a blast. The game-winning hit was an opposite field rope. It's just, you know, look, it's the Tony La Russa line. Men, not machines. And that's what happened last night where, you know, look, you know, there's a lot of closers in Major League Baseball. And nobody has more saves than Ryan Helsley's 33. I mean, he was getting killed on Twitter last night. Oh, he always makes me nervous. No. It's a pass-fail business, and 95% of the time, the guy has passed.
Well, you're going to have games like that. I think the more troubling aspect is you're coming off those two games, as you indicated. Let's focus on the positive here. I mean, I know you said this the other day, that Mozeliak pulled off this great trade, and I see the grades on that are pretty positive, and I'll keep an open mind. But I wasn't all about, okay, Tommy Pham is back. My position was, if he's this great of an infectious player, maybe he should manage the team. Well, I'll shut up, because he gets up there for his first at-bat, and he cranks a grand slam. That was incredible. And then he had a great game on Wednesday as well, Frank.
Yeah, he had three hits on Wednesday after the grand slam. And, you know, he's always crushed left-handed pitching. He has like an 830 OPS. And he is a guy who likes big stages. I mean, he hit over 400 in the World Series last year. He's been on eight teams, and four of them have reached the playoffs. So he's exactly what the doctor ordered, because, let's face it, as good a player as Paul Goldschmidt has been throughout his career, it's not like he's an inspiring presence in the clubhouse and the locker room. Mark, I can remember a while back, Cardinals had a kind of a overweight, out of shape, left-handed reliever named Brett Cecil, who's being paid a lot of money. And before every game, Brett Cecil would be playing freaking video games. And Tommy Pham, we were interviewing him, and he just called him right out on television. He said, you know, we got guys that are playing video games and they should be preparing for games. And it wasn't popular with some of his teammates, but God bless him for making people accountable. And I think that's what he can do with his team. Now, he's got a hit, which I think he will, but I just like the way he tells it like it is.
Well, let's hope they can salvage this in Chicago, because you hate to lose that series coming off of some momentum. We have all in the studio, Jane and Sue and I have been raving about the Olympics. Katie Ledecky, just incredible. I watched a lot of the gymnastics last night. We have track and field just around the corner. Any favorite moments for you, and anything that we should keep our eye out for this weekend, Frank?
Well, the disappointing thing that happened today is the United States soccer team got blown away by Croatia. Croatia 4-0. And in goal was Patrick Schulte, the pride of Francis Howe, who's only 22 and is a spectacular goaltender. He won an MLS championship last year. But that United States soccer team just hasn't figured out. It's hard to believe they didn't advance to the next round. Coming up, we're going to have Brandon Miller, the pride of John Burroughs, in the 800 meters. I'm really excited about seeing him. Yeah. He's a kid who, at age 11, told us on camera, my goal is to win an Olympic gold medal. Now, 11 years later, he's got a chance to do it. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun weekend with the track and field about to happen.
Somebody put, I think they sent this to me on Twitter. I had never seen this before. Sue or Jane, had you ever seen this picture with Michael Jordan and Katie Ledecky when she was 8 years old?
No, but I'm going in.
Yeah, now I'm going to go look for
Frank, have you seen that shot? I guess they met.
I have not. Wow.
I'm going to guess it's real, you know, because you can generate things with AI, but I thought that was crazy. And whoever posted it said Olympic golds two for Michael Jordan, and then, you know, whatever the number is now for Katie Ledecky. But that's an interesting connection between those two, or at least the picture from many years ago. Our soccer team plays this weekend, right? But this is not in the MSL. This is outside of that in this League Cup?
Yeah, in the League's Cup, which has not gotten – I don't know if it's really been embraced by, you know, St. Louis soccer fans as much. But I will say this. The acquisition of these three new players, and they got another one today – there's an infusion of talent. Now, it's likely too late with only 9 MLS games remaining, but they saw that this roster was lacking talent, and they've infused it with talent in the last month.
What's coming up on Sunday night?
Well, I wish I could say Sports Plus, but because of the Olympics,
yeah,
we're off for a couple of weeks, just some regular sports coverage.
But that's not bad. That's a good break for you, and I think so far the Olympics has been a pretty good success. I mentioned track and field. Do you know any of the details on when that starts? Because I tend to like that. I think a lot of people do.
Oh, well, Sha'Carri Richardson ran in one of the prelims today. She could end up being one of the big heroes from the Olympics because of her charisma and her entire look and her incredible speed. And then, you know, we have the St. Louis angle. And then we're also going to have the basketball continuing, where we have two St. Louis kids that have a chance to win their second gold medal, Jason Tatum with the men and Nafisa Collier with the women.
So I got to tell you, the my sport, you want to know what my sport is, Sue and Jane? The heptathlon.
What?
And there's one. Well, there are so many hot chicks in the heptathlon.
Oh, I'm just telling you.
Women's heptathlon, I'm all about that. Kusumano, have a great weekend.
Take care.
Bye, Frank.
I won't drag him into my
Frank
sexism.
Frank didn't want any part
of misogyny,
that. Yeah,
right?
He's sitting there going, I don't know who
I'll
that
take
guy is.
Well, I told you earlier this week, Jane, I was very, very confused because on Sunday I'm watching like beach volleyball and they were wearing like long Lululemon pants. And I thought for sure that the Olympics had ruined beach volleyball. But then the next day I saw them outdoors. It was sunny and they were wearing the bikinis. I'm just looking out for the athletes. You understand that, right?
Right. You're just worried about their sunburn.
Exactly. Have a great weekend, Jane Duker.
You too.
Hey, here's a question, and you should listen to this on the way home because I haven't gotten to this yet, but you know that ad that's played during the Olympics for that Gemini AI thing where the little girl is going to write the letter based on AI?
Yeah, but they want AI to do it.
Look,
terrible.
It is terrible, and we all probably felt that. Guess what, Sue? They pulled that ad today.
Did they?
Yes,
wow.
Because of the backlash. I've been meaning to talk about that for like 3 days, but we'll get into it in the next hour.
Oh, I want to hear that.
Jane, have a good weekend.
You too.
All right, we'll see you.
Get more at 971talk.com.